This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Teen Mom. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Teen Mom news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Teen Mom.
Hi, everyone. Mari Fagel here. I made sure to say hi, everyone, because I got a couple comments at me saying hello, hello yesterday. Was a little funny, so I've changed my my intro there. But I have Jesse Janity, DJ Jesse, joining me in the booth for tonight's show. Hello, Jesse.
Hello, Miss Fagel.
And I also have Jackie Moran, my co-host from Real Housewives, calling in. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, hello. How about I say it?
There you go. Normally we have Ed and Isabel, but I'm so happy to have Jesse and Jackie joining me, J Squared, tonight for the second to last episode of Teen Mom this season. I have a couple announcements before we get into the show. First off, the reason why Jackie is calling in, but she is in Los Angeles, and the reason why she's here, why I'm here live in studio, is because tomorrow and Friday, we will be broadcasting live from the Emmy Gift Suites at the Mondrian Hotel. We will be doing 6 hours each day of all our coverage. It'll be live on Ustream, so make sure to check that out tomorrow. And one more announcement, our own Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, who of course are the producers and the founders of AfterBuzz TV, they have their own movie coming out called Serial Buddies. It is a hysterical comedy. What do we call it? A first serial comedy?
First serial killer buddy comedy.
First serial killer buddy comedy. And it's premiering Tuesday in Boston. So to get your tickets, go to bostonfilmfest.org. That's bostonfilmfest.org. So for all our Teen Mom fans who live in Boston, you got to make sure to check it out. First off, before we get into the show, Jackie, Jesse, I just want to get your thoughts. I know you guys don't normally host with me, but I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this hour and a half long, extra special, long episode of Teen Mom.
Jesse, you want to go first since you're in studio?
Well, since I'm in studio, I was kind of excited to see. I'm so bad with their names. The two that were breaking up. Is it Caitlin?
Caitlin and Tyler.
Yes, Caitlin and Tyler. I know last week they kind of left us. I have such a stronghold with the two of them as far as understanding where they both stand. And this week he made the comment, you know, living your life in a routine, it's no fun. And he seems bored. It makes sense. I get it. And Amber's not helping the situation. I wish you were here last week, Mari, because, you know, Isabel was fighting hard saying that, you know, if he wants the relationship to work, which he says he does because he says he loves her, he needs to stay home. And Amber needs to, with Amber, because she doesn't feel comfortable going
with Caitlin.
Out. I'm Caitlin. And to me personally, I said, you know, I think that for it to work, since they're young, they haven't experienced life yet. So if she wants him, she needs to let him go out and trust him. And if he makes a mistake, you guys are young, but you have had a child with him. You've had some you've had a lot of serious things going on between the two of you. And you have to show that you do trust him. And going out may not be your thing, but that doesn't mean it's not his thing. And I don't know. Like, it's just such a... I see this a lot with a lot of young relationships. I actually have a couple of friends back home who are going through something similar to this. And they've been together since high school. And I just look at it and I'm watching this and it's just like the same thing. And it's just... You want him, but let him go do his thing. He's not saying he wants to go out and flirt with these girls. You're making it that way. He wants to go out and hang out with his friends and live a normal life. You don't have a child with each other right now.
Yeah, well, we'll get into Caitlin and Tyler. I'm glad that you picked up on Tyler saying, he doesn't want to live life in a routine. I thought that was a very telling statement. So we'll get into Caitlin and Tyler. But before we do that, Jackie, what are your first thoughts on last night's episode?
Well, I just thought each girl had, and that's obviously the point of this show, had an issue with, you know, why you shouldn't have children so young, or the hardships of it, I should say. And, you know, Caitlin, she's facing hardships, and she's not even raising the child. Then there's Macy, who, honestly, I felt really bad for, but I think her mom said it best when she said, you should have thought about this before you had a kid with someone, and she's learning, you know, the consequences of that. And then there's Farrah, who I think seems like a responsible mom, and she seems like she loves Sophia, but you know what? I don't know if she's making the right decision by saying that she's going to bring her with her to Florida, because you know what? Is that really what's best for her? So I have a few thoughts on that. And Amber, oh boy, I don't know. She's just, the saga continues with her meetings and Child Protective Services, so lots to talk about on every storyline.
Yeah, well, actually, let's get into Amber first. You know, last night I made the comparison. I saw it, and Jackie, you host Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with me. Taylor Armstrong, we're about to see the third episode of the season, and thus far in every episode she's cried. And literally, we are on the second to last episode of this season for Teen Mom, and Amber Portwood has cried on every single episode. And it's sad. It's literally, we know, after the show stopped filming, she tried to commit suicide earlier this summer and that she just got out of rehab for that. But it's watching someone who is having a total emotional breakdown. And that continued again this week. I think this week she only cried in one scene as opposed to every scene. But, you know, she even said that she's depressed and that she's scared of losing her daughter. And, you know, this no contact order only makes life so much more difficult. I mean, to be in a courtroom with the father of your child and not even be able to say hi, bye, not even be able to look in their direction must be, I mean, I couldn't even imagine that. And, you know, both Gary and Amber thought that Child Protective Services doesn't need to keep coming. They basically sit there, watch Amber with Leah, and observe. And Amber never did anything to Leah. Yes, she hit Gary in front of Leah, but she never did anything to Leah. And that's why they went to court. And they seem pretty upset by the fact that CPS was there for another 3 months watching them, or at least another couple of months they're going to be there observing, and they wanted it to end, you know, right then. I'm kind of torn on that. Sometimes I think CPS, you know, there's stories where CPS fails to catch things and misses things when it's too late. And then this is a story of maybe CPS going a little bit overboard because they're in the public eye with this case and they don't want to mess up. I don't know. But, you know, I think, you know, even having a police car, you know, chaperone Gary and Amber being in the same location, it's like, don't the police have anything better than that to do? I don't know. I thought it was a little bit extreme. That's my personal opinion. Jackie, let's start with you. And then Jesse, what did you guys think about that and the decision for CPS to continue to visit?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the lesson you learn when you create a situation for yourself. It doesn't go away. And yes, it may be a little strong. I do think so. But you know what? Honestly, you're paying the price for your actions and your choices, and you may not like it, but you know what? They're doing their job, and it may be a little bit strong, and you may get the short end of the stick, and I do think that they are, because I do think it is on the more stringent side, but, you know, I don't know if I feel bad for her so much. I mean, it's the consequences of her actions, you know?
Jesse, what did you think? Do you think that CPS, for the next couple months after that date, that they should continue to visit and supervise?
I'm kind of in between both of you. Like Jackie said, you have to deal with your consequences, with the consequences of your actions. And as we've seen, Amber can, I don't know, I'm very off and on with Amber, because sometimes I understand where she's coming from, but then she does things and it's just like, why did you take it to that level, you know, as far as your reaction? And I don't think she ever, like, weighs out the middle, the gray area. You know, it's either one way or a total different way. But at the same time, I do think that, like you said, Mari, they're looking at this. This is a public case, and they're going to go to the extreme. I don't even know if to even take it this far, but I know a lot of people side with Gary over Amber. So I don't even know if that comes into play as far as them watching. I mean, do they watch this show? Are they basing it off of what they see off the show? Do they watch the edited tapes? You know, so I don't really know exactly.
I mean, obviously the fact that this case even started was because there's videotaped evidence of Amber hitting Gary, and Gary never alerted the police, hey, Amber hit me. It was the footage aired, everyone saw it, and then the police got involved. So were it not for this show, then there would have never even been the court system involved.
Now, see, I haven't seen that tape, so was it that bad? Was it like,
it was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. I mean, and then again, Jackie, like Jackie said, you have to pay for your consequence. It's very harsh, but
yeah.
I will add, Mari, that we discuss reality so much together that it's also the price you pay for signing on to reality. You know, a lot of reality TV, a lot of people, whatever the reason they choose, whether it's for money, exposure, there are consequences to being in the public eye. And I think Amber is definitely seeing that here. And so that's another thing you have to weigh out as far as choices go. And I'd like to know if she regrets being in the public eye when it comes to something like this.
Yeah, well, we don't yet know if she has indeed signed on for the next season. There will be another season, because I know that Macy is indeed filming right now. I don't know if Amber is filming as well. I think Amber, right after she got out of jail, after last week's episode, you know, she said it really affected her and she was going to be different. And I saw that, you know, she broke up with Clinton. It's too much to have guys, you know, love lives involved, everything. She needs to focus on her daughter. And, you know, Jesse, you said that, you know, she goes to extremes and she often, like, gets crazy out of nowhere, which we see that every episode except this week's and last week's. She didn't have any big blow-ups with anyone. We'll talk about in the predictions. I don't think that stays that way for next week's finale. But, you know, at least initially, just the experience of jail seemed to sober her up and change her attitude, is what I thought.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Caitlin and Tyler. Because you know what's interesting about them is when the season first started, I thought, okay, the baby is no longer in their lives. What could they possibly, like, what kind of storyline could they have from week to week to week to keep up with the other girls' lives? And I kind of, at first, was a little bit bored. It was like them talking a lot about a baby that they didn't have. And, you know, I don't know. I thought their storylines were boring compared to the rest. But, you know, recently, I think it's really interesting to watch them as a couple and to see Caitlin's insecurities last week and to see this week, I think, her try so hard to hold on to him and to keep a hold on him. And, you know, I love Tyler, and I thought Tyler, you know, would always stay by Caitlin's side, and he will, but you can see he's starting to question that. I mean, he said to his friends, you know, he admits, he could picture himself with another girl. You know, he's made a commitment and he can't, you know, so he can't do that. But it is about him, too. And, you know, I thought that statement was very telling when he says, you know, life can't be about a routine. You need some fun, which obviously he tried to have some fun last week at the club. And, you know, Caitlin says that her booking this bed and breakfast and this ski trip for them was for her to, you know, show him and prove to him how much she loves him. To me, it almost seemed like her attempts to keep a hold, keep hold of him. You know what I mean? Okay, Jesse, you're nodding your head. You agree?
Yes. I mean, this whole thing is just, it's so obvious what it is. You know, Caitlin's very insecure about herself. You see it every single episode. Even going back to when her and her friend went to the mother's, what was that meeting? It was like a night trip where they went up to all the moms who had
yes,
abortions.
The adoption.
Yeah. You know, so even from that night and just her really breaking down, that's where it started hitting me like, this and watching their relationship, Tyler was kind of in a way happy that she was going to do that because he got a little free time from it. And, you know, then going back to like last week's episode, you're planning a ski trip for the two of you. How is that proving? We know you love him. No one said that you didn't love him. We understand that you guys are supposed to be in love. What the issue is that within love, there has to come some sort of trust, some sort of love is, yes, you coming together as one, but it's two people coming together as one. And I feel like she wants them to do everything together.
Yeah.
And she can't do things without him because she's always wondering, well, he's going to go get another girl. Well, you're putting the ideas in his head right
now. Yeah.
He's just wants to go out and drink beers with his boys or hang out.
And the fact that he admitted to his mom that her insecurities are unappealing, it is, you know, like she needs to let him be a little bit more independent and she needs to be a little bit more independent, I think. Jackie, what do you think about Caitlin and Tyler?
Well, I definitely think that Tyler is veering. I mean, no, whether it's her insecurities or whether her insecurities are the root of his, you know, something she just may be feeling. I definitely think that with that trip, she was trying, the whole episode for me felt like she was trying to hold on to him. And the way he was talking, he's so young. They're not raising a child right now. It's natural for a guy his age to want to veer. And I really, at the end of the day, he says he's going to stand by her. But you know what? I question that. And I think she questions that. And, of course, after a trip and you doing something nice for him, he's going to say the right things and be by her side alone on a trip. But I definitely, you know, whether her insecurity is to blame or the fact that he's sending signals, I am worried about the two of them.
Yeah, it's interesting. I want to see how they are in the finale. I know they are indeed today still together. But I don't know how the relationship is doing. But yes, they are still together at this current moment. What I wanted to ask both of your opinions about was, you know, Caitlin just graduated from high school. Tyler recently did. And, you know, this is what, you know, around, this is the winter for them. But in June, they both graduated. And a couple months prior to that, they asked Brandon and Teresa to come with Carly to the graduation. And Brandon and Teresa in the email wrote, you know, they thanked them for the Christmas gifts and they said they're very proud of them for graduating. They're not sure they can make it, but they will put thought into it. I want to hear your opinions. You know, at first I was kind of surprised because Brandon and Teresa always seem like so, you know, supportive and wanting Carly to be in their lives, and the fact that they're not sure about going to the graduation makes me think, you know, maybe they don't want Carly to be so much in Caitlin and Tyler's lives. Maybe Tyler was right when he said, you know, Butch and April and all these other people are going to be there, and maybe it's not so much Caitlin and Tyler, but it's all these periphery people. You know, it's tough to say. I'm not going to say I think they should go to the graduation, but I'm not going to say I think they shouldn't. You know, I guess they were saying they'll have to think about it, you know, because at what point, if you continue to make a habit out of keeping Carly in their lives for big events, then you can't just stop one day. You know, it's going to be like that for the rest of her life. So it's either, you know, that's why sometimes I think closed adoptions, you know, are the easiest so that the child isn't back and forth, you know? I don't know.
Well,
Jesse,
so,
what
well,
did you
before
think?
Well, before we go, I want to know what your take is as to maybe why they aren't. Like, do you think it may be something, it just might be inconveniencing them or something? Or?
No, it's not. I mean, it's far enough in advance that it's not like, I don't think it would inconvenience them. I think it's a matter of, do we want to set this precedent of, okay, anytime something big happens in Caitlin and or Tyler's life, Carly's going to be a part of it, you know? Or this is something more than Caitlin and Tyler going to visit them in their home in a controlled environment. This is them coming to Caitlin and Tyler, and not just Caitlin and Tyler, but April and Butch and all these other people. So I think that is probably the biggest factor in their decision.
I mean, I agree with you as far as closed adoption is probably the easiest way to go about it. It's nice, of course, with everybody. It's always nice to say, oh, I wish we could have, you know what I mean? Like, thank you for giving us your child, because, you know, I don't know what the reasons why Brandon and Teresa wanted to adopt were, but I'm sure it was for reasons beyond their capabilities. So, you know, and wanting to give back to such a young couple, you know what I mean? Like, the thought's nice at the beginning. But then as you keep going on and on and on, it's like you're growing a family with Carly. And then, like you said, to keep tearing Carly and putting her in between like a ping pong ball, it's just, that's a lot for a kid. And there is going to come a day where it's like, well, maybe we were supposed to go to something, you know, we planned a trip for that. And do we stop what our family is to bring Carly to them? You know, so
yeah, yeah, it sets a precedent. Jackie, what do you think? You know, it's a difficult decision, but should she go to the graduation?
That's the thing. It's such a I don't know what's harder, giving up a child or raising one at their age and what point they're at in life. Because you know what? For me, I think they're in the harder position because they know that their child is out there and they gave that child up. They really don't have a right to, in my opinion, to have any relationship because they made the decision not to, and they made the decision not to take responsibility. So I think it's really hard. As they said, it's hard being birth parents, but you know what? It's hard for them, and it's really harder on these people who wanted a child, who got this beautiful child that they're trying to make their own, to feel the guilt of having to bring them to these events because they now want them to be the child to be part of these special events. I mean, they really don't have the right to say that or request that, and I think the adoption parents have every right not to go.
I think they have the right to request it, but they don't have the right to demand it.
Exactly.
But I also want to talk about Macy, who has, you know, a really difficult situation on her hands with her and Ryan. And normally I am in Macy's camp, but I think they were both at fault here. You know, she got a lot of reports from her friends that Ryan was going out and partying on the nights that he had Bentley. And then we saw it. We saw him put Bentley to bed and then go out with his friends. You know, I didn't like Ryan here when Macy finally confronted him about it. And he kept questioning her, name other times. Every weekend, you're saying every weekend, you're lying. Who told you this, you know? And then calling her, you know, names in front of Bentley and fighting with her and fighting her on it. But, you know, Macy isn't all in the right here either. I thought it was really inappropriate of her to be, like, going off of Bentley's word. Bentley is two. So she asked him, who feeds you when you're at Ryan's? And he says, Mimi, his grandmother. Who bathes you? Mimi. Who plays with you? Mimi. And then she's like, ugh, Ryan doesn't do anything. It's all the grandmother, you know. I don't want Bentley there if it's just going to be, you know, his grandmother taking care of him. You asked questions of a two-year-old. You don't know that for a fact. And then, you know, I thought she was unfair to Bentley when right before Ryan picks him up, she says, do you want to go to Ryan's? Do you want to stay with mommy? Like, what's any child going to say? They're going to say, I want to stay with mommy.
Why are you calling him Ryan?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right. I didn't even pick up on that. Yeah. And it's like, you know, when you put those thoughts in your child's head, whatever issue you have with your baby daddy, you don't put the child in that situation. You don't put these ideas in his head of, oh, you know, I don't want to go see him. That's terrible. So, you know, I think they're both at fault here. You know, I think that Ryan, you know, should not be partying when he has Bentley, and it shouldn't be the grandparents taking care of him. But, you know, sometimes the way Macy approaches things is very immature, which she is a teen mom, so I understand it. I don't know if this, maybe it's best for Ryan not to have Bentley on the weekends and maybe during the weekdays instead so he can go out on the weekends. I don't know. What did you guys think about both of them here, Jesse?
Well, I mean, like you say, I'm mostly on Macy's side with most things. And again, this show is just so relatable to where I grew up. It's crazy. but, you know, to me personally, I think Macy still has such strong feelings for Kyle that...
For Ryan.
And she still throws it out there. And the whole situation with Kyle, I don't know. To me, I understand where Ryan's parents were coming from when they were nervous about all these men staying in there and, you know, her child not knowing who's who, and even the fact that she calls Ryan to her child. You don't do that. That is his father. Hands down, that is his father. You know, no, he shouldn't be speaking to her like that in front of, you know, their child. And at the same time, you don't get Bentley involved between grown-up things. He's 2 years old. He doesn't know. But I think, honestly, and I could be wrong because I haven't watched this whole season faithfully, I think Ryan's mother is a huge chess piece in all of this. I think that she aids Ryan, and that's why he feels he can go out. This boy needs to grow up. Nobody is holding him accountable for anything.
Yeah, he lives at home with his parents. He knows if he leaves, his parents are there to watch Bentley, whereas Macy doesn't have those options.
And how dare you say, oh, well, maybe we should get full custody of Bentley. Yeah. That was a few weeks back, I know, but I know they keep pushing it every few episodes. And it's just like, look at what your son is doing. The reason Ryan hasn't stepped up and said, yeah, let's do it, is because he knows he can't raise a child. But I feel like his mother wants to.
Yeah, what you're saying reminds me of Farrah's mom, and we'll get into that. But, Jackie, what do you think about Ryan and Macy?
Well, Ryan is definitely immature, and you can't blame Macy if she's hearing those things for being worried. But her mom called her out on it, and she's totally right. You should have thought of this before you had a child with him. And so really, whose fault is it, you know? I don't know if I really side with Macy, because I really think the only person at a loss is Bentley. He really takes over for, like, cutest child ever. I thought Baby Mason from the Kardashians was the cutest. Bentley is so cute.
I know.
Whenever I see him in those scenes in the bath, in the back seat, with them fighting, you know, if Macy's so righteous, then why is she fighting with him right in front of Bentley, you know?
Because she doesn't see Ryan at any other point. She never sees Ryan except for to switch off Bentley, so that's her only chance. I mean, she doesn't even want to see Ryan at all now. She wants to just take it to the point where she drops Bentley off to his parents and has absolutely no contact with Ryan. What do you think about that, Jackie?
You know, but when you heard her say that, is she doing it thinking of Bentley, or is she doing it thinking of Kyle? You know, I think that scene made it come off like she was thinking of her relationship with Kyle before the well-being of Bentley. So that might be the right thing to do, but then again, that takes it to a higher step of will make it even worse for Bentley to have to be dropped off and, you know. And who is she doing that for? That's what I question.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting having you on the show, Jackie, because your opinion seems to be very much of, okay, these girls got themselves into this situation. They have to deal with the consequences of it.
I think I do hold that opinion. And I think, you know, a lot of people probably do. I mean, but what you can't help but feel is connected to these girls and their stories, I mean, they're so powerful. I hope that it sets the right message to girls their age and not the wrong one. Like, this isn't cool. They're not on TV because this is cool. They're on TV because of these powerful, impactful stories. And it's supposed to be a positive lesson. You know, I hope it is. But, you know, it's very powerful and to see what you go through if you make this decision.
Yeah, well, I'm going to share, I'm going to start a new segment for all the shows that Jackie and I host where we're going to share tweets from people who are tweeting about Teen Mom. So we'll go into that later. But I did want to say, I think it does have an impact on people because one of the tweets I read was from someone saying that they want to, that watching Teen Mom wants them, makes them want to chew birth control like Pez.
That's hilarious.
So I guess it does have the effect of like scaring girls straight. But I wanted to talk about Farrah. I didn't even think about the fact that Ryan's mother is somewhat similar to Deborah, Farrah's mother. Deborah takes it to a whole nother level, though. You know, week to week, I have really disliked Farrah. I think that she shows so much attitude towards her parents. She's a B-I-T-C-H to them, and I really, you know, I've really disliked her and the boob job.
Loves her.
I know Ed, like Farrah is his fantasy girl. I don't know about what the brace is now, but Farrah is his fantasy girl. You know, I haven't really loved Farrah. I thought she's superficial, fake, like cold hearted. But, you know, this week I start to understand it. And Ed and Isabel have said this to me a couple times. Watch her parents. Her parents are difficult people, or her mom is difficult. So you can understand why it sets her off. And I totally understand it. And I applaud Farrah for this episode because Farrah actually kept her calm for the most part. When her mother has the like gall to ask to have Sophia with her as opposed to with Farrah, who does that? This is not your child. Like, I thought that was so out of line and inappropriate. She's crying. She's saying, why, you know, I can't live without Sophia. You know, will she be happy without me? Is this more about you than it is about Sophia? I wonder that. And, you know, when they were at the therapist is saying, you know, Farrah doesn't have to tell you these things. She can make the decision on her own, but she decides to consult you. And, you know, this is Farrah's decision ultimately and not yours. And instead of understanding that, Deborah thinks, ugh, the audacity of the therapist to say that. She's dividing us. We are a unit and she's dividing us. You are clearly not getting the message here. And, you know, it's sad because she's obviously, Deborah has gotten it to the point where Farrah is actually considering leaving Sophia at home. She is considering it, you know. She asked her sister's opinion, and obviously we leave off, and with the next week's finale, she's going to decide whether or not to take Sophia. It is my understanding that she does have Sophia in Florida, but, you know, Deborah's like trying to convince her. She says, you know, stop trying to be super mom. Is that the reason? Do you think that you'll be a bad mom if you leave her? Like, don't psychoanalyze Farrah for your own selfish reasons of wanting Sophia. I totally side with Farrah on this one, and I think that Deborah is way out of line. This is not your child. And to ask to have Sophia and leave Farrah is totally inappropriate to me. So Jesse first and then Jackie, I want to get your reaction on that.
I'm totally with you on this. I agree with you as far as saying even how superficial Farrah is. She, you know, finds a puppy to satisfy the child and, you know, it's just
and then gets rid of it.
Yeah, you know, it's just like little things and it just shows her immaturity week after week. But you know, with this, the therapist, it was good. It was really good for a third person to get in there. And that's why I like the sister, too, because I feel like the sister just sees everything from another perspective. And it's just like
she's rarely on the show, the sister.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a good reason for that. This mother's crazy. Literally insane. And this happened again. Very relatable. This happens a lot where the girls are too young. The mother gets attached and almost feels that she has, right, well, you're my child, and I feel you're not grown enough to raise that child. So I'm doing this. You know, and it's like, It's just, like you said, the audacity of, well, even though that's what the mother said, the audacity of the therapist, the audacity of you. Shame on you for trying to take a child away from its mother, because how would you have felt if that was the same situation had been turned on you? And I liked at the end for her sister to have said the same exact thing that the therapist said. This is your child. This is your decision. You do what you want. I would love for the child, I would love for your baby to be here, but I understand. I understand you. You're her mother. You make the decisions. End of story. This is why I can't believe it's a topic.
So I'm glad you agree with me, Jesse. Jackie, what did you think of Deborah's, I think, outrageous claim to Sophia?
Honestly, guys, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to disagree a little bit.
You got yourself into this.
Sorry. The reason, the thing is she has the... She doesn't have the right to do it selfishly because she wants to be with Sophia. But I kind of see her thinking as far as, well, she wants to go live a dream, Farrah, but really, is she considering the child? Like, how would she be able to handle school, a move, being without her parents to help her? She'd have to support everything. I mean, how would she be able to do all that? And that's, like, so... You want to go live your dream, but you know what? Your first responsibility is your child. And is it the most responsible thing to make this move? Now, I don't blame her. She probably wants to get away from her mother, but I don't know. I don't think it's that responsible. I don't think she'd be able to handle it.
I agree with you. I definitely hear you, Jackie. I just think the way that Deborah's doing this is she's coming at it from the wrong angle. She's coming from it from a very selfish angle rather than putting that, installing that into Farrah's head, because that's what needs to be put in Farrah's head. You're irresponsible. Who doesn't want to run off and live their dream life? You know, we all would love to, but you have a child. And once you have a child, that's the ball and chain. I'm sorry, but then it becomes about the child. And now how can you make your life work for you and this child? And I think that's where... that's where I think the therapist should have really stepped in and kind of played that role. So I definitely hear you, Jackie, as far as that. But I just think the way Deborah did it was, and the things she was saying, it's what I call cray cray.
You know, the thing is, Macy, she has a boyfriend. She doesn't live, you know, too close to her mom, and they're not that. They are involved, but not as involved. Amber's mom is involved, but not as involved. Deborah is the only one that is, like, literally so involved in this child's life. And I understand moving that far away, you know, and going to college. You know, it's a tough one. I didn't like Deborah's claim to the child. You know, Farrah will have to make those mistakes on her own. And I don't think she always has Sophia's best intentions, you know. Hopefully, if she enrolls in college, she'll get some help, and maybe she'll, like, realize she can't handle it, or maybe, you know, I bet you the grandparents will be there to visit a lot, too. And Farrah said, I am depressed here. Keeping me here is depressing me. So I'd rather have Farrah be happy and not then take it out on her child than, you know, than to stay with her mom and just to continue this drama. So we'll have to see what her decision is next week. You know, I see what you're saying, Jackie, but I really didn't like Deborah's claim to that child. But I guess, you know, either there's no right answer here. Either, you know, you give up the child and you go to college, or you know, struggle trying to juggle it on your own without any help from anyone, you know, except for thousands of miles away. But let's go to a quick commercial break. I want to come back for our special Twitter segment and some interesting news and gossip.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The winner!
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
So we should create some music for our Twitter segment because I know some of the other shows, some of the other hosts have been doing it. Yeah, like the little tweet. Exactly, yeah. The little tweet sound. But I want to share some tweets from people. You can tweet us at AfterBuzzTV.com, me at Adam Fagel, DJ Jesse J, or Jackie Moran on Twitter, and we will share any of your thoughts and opinions on the show. I want to share share some right now. Kayla Mick tweeted, ugh, Farrah's mom from Teen Mom is so freaking annoying. She ruins the show. So I guess someone else sides with me. Some other tweets here about Caitlyn. You Love Marley tweeted, Caitlyn on Teen Mom is not cute. I know Tyler looks at other girls, and I don't know why he's trying to front. What do you think of that one, Jesse?
No, I mean, okay. Caitlyn is, I'm not going to hate on her, but she isn't, you know, she ain't.
She's no, losing Beyonce. Weight. She tweeted last week that she's losing weight and she's going to send a tweet a picture when she gets to her goal weight. So.
I mean, she ain't no Mari Fagel, Jackie Moran, but I'm just saying, like, here's the thing. I think Tyler's a really sweet kid. He's really affected by the relationship. He's really affected by, you know, giving up his child. And I think that he's kind of easily manipulated. I can even go as far to say that. And I think the scary thing is, I think Caitlyn, whether she knows it or not, I don't think she knows she's doing it, but subconsciously knows how to bring him back around into her web, I guess I'll say. Rather than just letting him, you know what I mean, be there and love her. So I don't think he's looking at other girls. I think the more she keeps
saying you're looking at other girls, that puts the idea
exactly
in his head. No,
so,
I totally agree with you. And A00Anna agrees with you, Jackie. Aw, Bentley from Teen Mom is beyond cute. Heart. And some people don't got love for Macy. B. Nicole tweeted, Macy kills me. I'd almost rather watch Amber and Gary just because at least I know what to expect with them. But, you know, there's two sides to that. Lay Ken wrote, Dear Macy, you are my fave Teen Mom and all, but I'm pretty sure Bentley can't call you. He's three. He's actually two. He's referring to, you know, the fact that she's having this whole conversation with him as if he can understand. And he's saying, like, she's saying, who bathes you? Who feeds you? Mimi. Because he said Mimi once, he'll say it again. Like, I don't know. I didn't really agree with that. So those were some tweets, but keep sending them. Most of the tweets that I read, like Sav Darty wrote, Bentley on Teen Mom is the cutest little boy I've ever seen. Precious. I mean, literally, I think 80% of these tweets are about how cute Bentley is. Can we get some Sophia love, though? I think Sophia is the cutest. Yeah, I love
cute.
Sophia. I think she's adorable. Yeah. Farrah, I don't know, but Sophia, very cute. Okay.
Well, Farrah said she wanted to be she's like into modeling and everything. I'm not even going to say anything there.
Yeah, actually, let me get your opinion. Jackie is a model. She was on Project Runway, and she was at New York Fashion Week last week. So, yeah, let me get your opinion. What do you think of Farrah modeling?
Oh, you know, there are just some girls that you want to just save them the trouble. I mean, either you have to be completely commercially viable or you have to be 5'9" and up and like half her weight, double the size and half her weight. So honestly, I mean, that's just a dream. That's a far out dream for her.
Well, wait a minute. Sunday, when you get your newspapers, you know, Target, Sears, they use people who work for them. I don't know if you've ever seen this, and they have them and their children dressed in the clothes, and it says their names. I feel like Farrah and Sophia.
Well, there was actually the only modeling I've seen Farrah do this season was the hair show.
I didn't see that.
She did a hair show. She flew out for a hair show and modeled different hairstylists, different hairstyles. But I actually have some Farrah modeling news. Sorry, Jackie. I want to hear you, and then we'll go into some news and gossip.
Well, no, I was going to say, I'm sure she thinks the show will help her in that respect, but
It does help her. There's no way she could have gotten on Charlie's Angels, which she's going to be on the new Charlie's Angels. She's going to appear just like as a guest. There's no way in hell she could have gotten that had she not been a Teen Mom.
Oh, no.
Do we know what her part is?
She just tweeted that she filmed it, so we reported that, but we don't know what her part is. It's going to be a bit part, but...
Oh, I'll have to get the scoop from our very own Emily Harbert, who's down there.
Yes! Yep. Oh, my God. Call her
Actually,
up.
Actually, I'm going to send her a text right now, see if I can get the answer before the end.
Perfect. Okay, so let's go into some quick news and gossip, though, because I do have an update as to where Farrah is right now. Okay, so, Jackie, I can't believe you two didn't cross paths, because apparently Farrah was in New York City for Fashion Week. Sophia didn't make the trip, but she was out there with a girlfriend, and she tweeted, "This weekend is going to be crazy. Where there's fashion, you will find me." She didn't walk in any shows, but apparently she looked gorgeous in a fur coat and flowing black pants as she checked out all the clothing lines. I thought more interesting than that. She is writing a book. It's called My Teenage Dream Ended, and it will be available in April. So given the headline, it sounds like it's talking about the fact that she got pregnant too young. I think that'll be pretty interesting. Are you guys... I'll read the book. Are you guys going to read the book?
Sorry. Just me
personally. Jackie.
I'll have to read the back first.
The back flap. There we go.
I'll go all the way.
I'll look at the cover online.
Okay, and this is boring news on Macy's part. She normally has more interesting news. I did want to say, you know, the fact that they're talking about Ryan partying. We reported a couple weeks in News and Gossip that Macy said that she tracks Ryan's Facebook statuses and keeps notes of when his Facebook statuses says he's partying and if he indeed has Bentley then. So that's pretty interesting. But she, in our News and Gossip for Macy, she got LASIK eye surgery. Apparently she wears contacts. They were bothering her. She got LASIK eye surgery, whatever.
Before we go on to that, I meant to bring it up early in the show. I want to get your guys' opinion, because this Facebook thing has been going on for the past week in topic here at AfterBuzz. Do we think that that's appropriate for her? To me, Facebook can be toxic sometimes. It can be misleading. You can post whatever you want to post on there. And just because what you're reading about somebody, Facebook does not tell you.
But then he shouldn't be writing it.
Right.
I don't think she should be using it against him, but I don't think you got to be smarter about what you post on your Facebook.
But do you think it's okay for her mentally? And then do you think it's okay just in general for her to be going on to his Facebook? I mean,
she's doing it in case he builds a custody case against her.
Okay.
In case he brings a custody battle against her, she has notes of his Facebook statuses to prove that he's been out partying. So she's using it as that sort of technique. So I understand why she's doing it. He just shouldn't be posting it.
Jackie, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he should be posting it. That's just stupid of him. I mean, it's proof that lives forever.
And in Amber news, if she does film another season, we're going to be seeing crying and tears again, because she doesn't seem to be getting that much better after her rehab. She just left rehab, and apparently she's already back in the arms of her baby daddy, Gary. Her brother said, "I told her to take it slow with him and not jump into anything, but they are back together." He added that despite getting back together with Gary, she is trying to improve her life. She's enrolled back in school and is taking control. She's at peace. She actually never even, I don't think, got her GED even. So she is on the right track. That's good. I thought actually the most interesting news this week was from Caitlin. No wonder why Brandon and Teresa don't want Carly to be around Butch and April. Butch has been arrested for domestic violence. He and his wife April were court ordered to stay away from each other until December, but April claimed that Butch came home after a night of drinking and drugs and got physical with her. Butch's daughter says the problems all come from his time on MTV. She made pretty big claims. She said that he's being paid to be on MTV and that drug addicts can't handle TV money. This just goes to show you what he cares about. Crack, bottom line. That is pretty crazy.
Wow.
If MTV is paying Butch and he is then going to get crack, that's a problem.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Jackie?
definitely. I mean, that's just trouble right there.
Yeah. But good news for Caitlin, besides that, you know, she said in this episode that she was going to start college this September and that she said that she wanted to be a teacher, which I love her college advisor, by the way. But she tweeted, for all my fans that want to know, I'm going to college to work with girls on adoption. I'm going to do what Dawn does. So excited. Dawn was her adoption counselor. So that's pretty interesting, kind of coming full circle. Do I see you shaking your head?
No, I do not think she needs to be helping other girls. She's going to get them to build little webs of deceit to trap men. And
no, but she's been through adoption herself, so who better to be an adoption counselor? I mean, she, of all the girls, actually has several speaking engagements where she talks about teen pregnancy. She talks about adoption.
And if she wants to talk about the child in that situation, fine. I just think she needs to go to school for it, grow up a little bit more and... alone.
Yeah.
And then she'd be great at it.
Yeah. let's get into some predictions, though. All the future music.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, so all we see from Farrah is that she's crying hysterically, and she says, it feels like I'm always going through a breakup, so I'm guessing that's referring to Derek, you know, her baby daddy who passed away before Sophia was born. What do you guys think? What are you expecting from Farrah in this finale? I mean, we left off with this big decision of whether to not leave Sophia behind or not.
Do we know if she's back filming for next season?
All we know for sure who's back filming is Macy because she tweeted about it. I know for a fact that Farrah is in Florida. So she did move to Florida. I believe that that Sophia is with her because she tweeted a picture of the Miami Dolphins and they were all talking. She like went and visited the team and they were all talking about Sophia. I believe Sophia is with her. But I don't know if she's filming. I have every reason to believe that if there's another season, Farrah is going to be on it, though.
Of course. Yeah. It's a ticket to fame.
So, but Jackie, what are you expecting from Farrah in the finale?
Well, she seems set on going. That's for sure. Honestly, I think she's going to take her. And I think you said, Mari, that you, as far as you know, she has her. I just think it's going to be a very, very tough transition for her.
You know, I don't know if she has her. I believe she has her because, you know, the different tweets I read seem to say she has, but you know, she had a boyfriend this summer. I know she did the Charlie's Angels gig. You know, I don't know. Maybe she seems to be, she's off in New York City Fashion Week without Sophia, so maybe she doesn't have her. I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see that one. But, I don't know. I think the Caitlyn storyline is going back to kind of like boring. There's not much there. Butch is upset that that Carly wouldn't be calling him grandpa, which is kind of like, duh. But I don't know. Macy seems to still be dealing with Ryan. We'll see. Yeah, Jesse, it's interesting because Ryan's been talking about this custody battle for a while. You know, his lawyer advised him, don't say anything to her. You know, just slap it on her. It hasn't come yet. I thought it was going to come, you know, a couple episodes back. So...
I just don't think he... I think he knows he doesn't have a stance. I think he's afraid of maybe something Macy knows and that she could be saving for a little, you know, a little sideball there.
Yeah.
And has she brought up the Facebook situation to him?
No, she talked about it on the after MTV on the after show.
Okay. I don't think Ryan will bring it up. If anything, I think the mother's just going to keep trying to force something and... But no, Ryan's too big of a douche to
pull. You don't like Ryan. And then Amber, you were saying, Jesse, how you think that Amber, you know, has these fits sometimes and she goes crazy. You know, the past two episodes I was saying she hasn't, but it looks like she's going to next week. She seems to be yelling at Gary. It sounds like he wants to be back in a relationship and she's saying, I don't want to be in a relationship and that someone here needs to be an adult. I'm guessing that's referring to Gary.
I think they need to be together because the thing is like
they're toxic though.
No, but
he loves her.
Yes.
She can't stand him. She can never say anything right in her eyes.
Well, to me, I think Gary needs to just man up. Gary is not, he's like a big boy. And it's just like, you need to, and she just said it. Someone needs to be an adult.
I disagree. He does everything for her. He loves her.
I get that. She's not that kind of girl, though. She is not that kind of girl. She's the kind of girl that needs you to put her in her place because she gets crazy. And if you're just going to be a soft teddy bear all the time, she's going to steamroll over you. And that's just what it is. I think she does like him, and I think that's what frustrates her the most.
I can't tell if she likes him. I think Macy still likes Ryan, and they're far from being together. Oh, yeah. Though I can't tell if Amber likes Gary. I don't think she does. I think the only reason she seems to keep trying is because of Leah.
I mean, Leah's obviously a huge role, part in it. I don't know. Jackie, what do you think?
Amber's one of those tough girls, you know, so it's just, like, hard to tell what's going on under there, because even though she cries every week, it's crazy that she acts like the toughest, yet she's crying every week. With him, I don't know. I mean, they're trouble, I think, no matter what, whatever they feel about each other.
They're definitely trouble.
Do you feel he needs to grow up? I mean, not grow up, but, I mean, like,
everybody on this show needs to grow up.
No, absolutely. I definitely see that. I agree with that. But with Gary, I don't know. It's just like he loves her so much, and it's just like if you really, really loved her so much, you would know her. You would know how to. I'm going to say control her.
No, but
not
it seems
in a negative
like anything
way.
He says to her, she takes action with. He like literally. I think he's saying the right thing half the time. And she'll take action with it. Like, he could be saying anything, and she would blow up. It doesn't matter who it is.
That's true,
or what they're saying.
You know, even when she'll try to separate herself. And then with the birthday party situation, when he stood his ground and was like, no, I don't want the birthday to be together. She had a conniption.
Yeah, she freaked. So it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't with her. But, Jesse and Jackie, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you guys will join us for the finale, and hopefully Ed and Isabel will be here too, and we can have like a jam-packed episode just to say sayonara to this season of Teen Mom. I liked having Jackie's opinions. You know, you didn't seem to agree with me on a lot of issues, and you know, you're kind of the sense of, you know, deal with the consequences. And Jesse, I liked having your opinions as well, especially about Gary and about Ryan's mom. I never really saw that perspective. So thank you both for joining me. And Teen Mom fans, we will be back next week for the Teen Mom season finale at our normal time, which is 6:30 Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Please call us and tweet at us, 424-256-1729, and tweet at AfterBuzz TV, and we will share it on air. Thank you so much, and join us next week.
Forget about next week. Join us tomorrow night.
Join us tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 12 to 6, all day. But then tomorrow night, such an epic night, Mari Fagle and Jackie Moran will be brought together. And they've already hung out, but forget that. They will be on camera together hosting America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, if you're an America's Next Top Model fan, Jackie has hooked us up this season. We have guests like for all the upcoming shows so far. We have former contestants, former winners. So you'll have to join us tomorrow night for that. Jackie, I can't wait. Thank you guys both
and
for
hosting. I believe
hosting.
It's the Nicki Minaj episode, so I might have to join in with you guys.
Oh, exciting. Okay, well, thank you so much, everyone, and join us next week and tomorrow night.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.